It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank. Today, Michael Scully, regional president of PNC Bank, joins me in welcoming Todd Schnuck, CEO of Schnuck's Markets.
Todd, U.S. food spending is up, but there's so much competition for the business. Wondering how Schnuck's manages to stay competitive.
Well, you know, Mark, we're celebrating our 80th year in business this year from when my grandmother opened our first store in 1939 in North St. Louis. And I think it's been our focus on what we have recently codified into the words of why we exist as a business, and that is to nourish people's lives. And people say, well, you sell food. Yeah, of course. But it's more than that. You know, we deal with the entire demographic spectrum, because our store base is all over the St. Louis area and the Midwest. And then you deal with the entire food style spectrum. So, anything from this meat and potatoes to, a gourmand. Food is fuel, the food is experience. And looking at that, it's more than just putting the can of peas on the shelf. And then looking at our teammates, we have 15,000 teammates, and we have to do more than just give them a paycheck. We have to build their lives in some way. And so it's both, they have more enriched lives both at work and at home. And then finally, it is looking at our community and nourishing the community and helping sustain and build the economic vitality of the region.
Yeah, you guys have been great when we've done some of the flood relief drives. As you know, we've been at the Schnucks off of Butler Hill, and it's been very helpful to have that partnership. So we appreciate that. Todd, technology has changed everything, right? We know that. How has technology impacted the grocery industry?
That is a never-ending evolution. It's so dramatic what's going on. You go back 40 years from when we were one of the first companies to put in scanning. Now people, they don't think twice about that. But it just keeps going and expanding from that. Some of the things that you can do now with data in terms of your reordering of product and managing your product and, how you assort your store so that you don't have to have the same assortment in every store. We'll have what we have in our store in Edwardsville is totally different than what we would have at our store at Natural Bridge and Union, which is totally different than, what you'd have at your High Ridge store.
Sure.
On Dillon Road.
What evolving consumer trends and behaviors are you seeing, and how is the industry adjusting? We are, in a period where even if you look at professional athletes and how they train, it's completely different. People eat very differently. They pay attention to labels than they did, even a decade ago. Mm-hmm. So it's changing all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely. You look at how people are buying their food. It used to be that people would go to one store, and they're very loyal to that. People go to 3, 4, 5 different stores to buy the things that they feel that they need or that they can only get at that store, which may or may not be the case, but that's what their beliefs are. And so if you're not paying attention to the customer and what they want, you don't do things like when we introduced or really expanded in our online shopping. Schnucks Delivers. There's a definite need and a definite demand for that service. Not everybody wants to do it, but there's enough people that do that. It's important that you pay attention to your customers. And really that goes back to, our core values, and we call them our Comet values, where it's customer first, one team of merchants, Midwest family values, execute to win, and try new things. You really have to go across those values to make sure we're listening to the customers and then trying new things and then making sure we execute on that so that we satisfy those desires.
You know, what's interesting is I love technology. I use technology a lot. I've never really ordered from Schnucks or a local store for a delivery or pickup because maybe I'm just a little old school. It's like reading an actual newspaper. There's something about going to the grocery store. I know it's supposed to simplify things, but I've never done it. And I love technology, so I don't know if that's a component or not.
It's an interesting discussion point because there's a lot of people that think that e-commerce is going to take over the retail business. But, we're social animals, and people want to have some interaction. And I'm a firm believer that, the brick-and-mortar store is still going to have a very prominent role in people's lives as they go forward. But, how do you make that easier? Like we use, going back to technology, you know, the development of our Schnucks app, Schnucks Rewards. You allow people to look at that and use that app to for shopping lists and for online ordering for floral or other items like that. You know, how can you provide better information? But you have to stay up with that. You can't just introduce something and just say, well, I've checked the box.
Every time I check out from Schnucks, they have me enter my number for rewards, which I still haven't signed up for online. So there's somewhere they're keeping all my information, but I have to take that. Sometimes I'm a little bit of a procrastinator, Todd, so I need to take that step and sign up for it, right?
Well, exactly, and it's pretty easy. Just an app. Go to the App Store, you know, whether or not you're Apple or whatever. But that's how you're really going to get the advantage of that app, because the things that we'll offer on that,
sure,
you'll get the rewards from just putting in your phone number, but you're not going to get some of the other advancements and offers.
Todd, Schnucks is one of the largest employers in the St. Louis area. I understand your workforce is pretty unique. Can you tell us about that?
You know, we are one of the largest employers, 15,000 teammates total in our company, probably about 11,000 of those in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Mainly a union workforce, which we think is great. It's, you know, we've had, I think that's a very, you know, important part of the St. Louis community. So we're proud to be a union employer. And, you know, it is, we often talk about being a family company, but a company of families. And it is, we have so many different families where there are multiple members of the family, you know, working in our business. And we take that as a compliment, frankly, because if one person likes it and they'll encourage somebody else, you know, that's great. And this is I use that as an example. When we're in the process of having a number of meetings with our teammates from all of our department managers, store managers, co-managers, and one of our teammates approached me and he said, you know, my husband is a adult education expert. You know, do we have that skill set in our business? And I said, you know, I think we do, but you know, you ought to encourage him to talk to this, you know, particular individual, because you know, we are a company of families, and so we encourage family members to come into our business.
What are the metrics that you look at when you're talking about success?
Well, it all starts with sales. You have to, you know, have to get the people in the door and generate the sales and try and drive the basket size. You know, what's that average purchase when somebody comes in? And then looking at a store, you know, what's the sales per square foot? You know, again, it's a sale. What's the sales productivity? You have to look at your gross margin. You have to look at your labor, occupancy costs, things like that. And that's really balancing all of those gets you to your bottom line.
Schnucks might be the ultimate family-owned and run business. How does that impact decision-making at the leadership level?
Well, you know, we've gone through, we're going through a little bit of an evolution on that, actually. You know, for many years, you know, many of my siblings, you know, were involved in the business, and some have gone off to do other things, and some have just, you know, they've gotten to the point where they've retired. And, you know, one of the things that's really helped us as a family and as a business is that we would meet once a month as a family, sitting around a round table and talk about our strategy and where we're going. And you know, we've reached a point that my siblings and I and my cousin have recognized that we have to have a little bit different type of governance model. And so we've actually gone to a more formal board of directors where we have not every member of my generation is part of that board. And it was really, there was a lot of foresight and a lot of, you know, good conversation and thought about, all right, how do we perpetuate this as a family business, and what's the right thing for the family as we go forward? And you know, my father often said, you know, don't let the business get in the way of the family. So that's been a big piece of how we've operated.
We know there are, you know, big box stores and national chains. Schnucks is local. Are there advantages and disadvantages to that?
Well, we believe a real advantage is having a better knowledge of the communities that we serve. And, you know, so we can flex our store base and we can have the different assortments in different areas. You know, one of the disadvantages is as different companies get bigger and bigger, you know, when you don't have the scale than some of those companies, that puts you at a little bit of a disadvantage. But we think that, you know, having the local knowledge more than offsets that because we can be more relevant to the customer.
Todd, looking ahead, what will the supermarket look like in 2030?
With the evolution of e-commerce, there'll be more of the product that you would find at the center of store that'll be purchased online and delivered directly to the home. So you'll probably, that won't go away, but it may not be as a large of a representation of our square footage as you would see now. You'll see more prepared foods. You'll see more, you know, grab and go, you know, different things that so people can get in and get out. You may see a different size store because the modern shopper is looking for convenience. They want to get in and get out. The percentage of people that don't know what they're having for dinner that night is astounding. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, a lot of people are saying, all right, what am I going to do? And that's been some of the movement to the, you know, the quick serve restaurants, you know, as far as where people are getting their food. So we have to evolve to make sure that we're satisfying that want and need.
I push that to about 6, 6:30, 7, 7:30. Have no idea usually what I'm going to eat, but it's true. And you kind of beat me to the punch on prepared meals, because as we all get busier, you're working families, two income households, that's what we're looking for, right? And it even gets tougher because I have a little one too with the kids. So you're always trying and you're always evolving, right?
Absolutely. If you're not growing and you're not evolving, frankly, you're dying. You know, somebody's going to pass you up. Somebody's going to start taking that customer away from you.
Todd, Mike, thanks for joining us for another C-Speak interview. C-Speak, sponsored by PNC Bank.